They're free men. The ambulance convoy, eight of them, United Nations ambulances with red crosses, are standing at the far side of the tent, ready to pull out at any moment. Everything has gone very smoothly. The last of the men, the litter cases, came in last. They're being checked by the doctors right now. The men are getting coffee and cigarettes and a few comfort items. The convoy that came down from the other end of the neutral zone came in six dilapidated-looking ambulances. Some were whitish, some gray. They had red crosses painted on them. The prisoners wore blue padded greatcoats, blue denim hats, and most of them carried blue blankets rolled in the shape of a horseshoe. Now we have the name of that first man. Bob Pierpoint can tell you more about it.
The first man, the first American to be turned over to us, was Private Carl Kirchhausen from Washington Heights, New York. He suffered from frostbite in both feet. He was with the 3rd Division when he was captured. He seems to be in pretty good spirits right now, as do most of the other prisoners who've so far been returned. Altogether, we've gotten, in addition to the South Koreans, a number of British, a couple of Filipinos, a Greek, and a South African, and 14 Americans. I just talked with Major James Remy, who is handling this first part of the operation, and he says everything is going very well. The men are now being processed, and they should be on their way to Freedom Village in just a few moments. This is Bob Pierpoint at Panmunjom Jump, and now back to the United States.
We repeat that name again for you, the first American prisoner turned over to UN authorities in Korea. He is Private Carl W. Kirchhausen of 214 Audubon Avenue, Washington Heights, New York City. Meanwhile, the names of 13 more American prisoners in tonight's exchange are expected to be released at 8:30 p.m. NBC will broadcast the names of all American prisoners released in the current exchange. Stay tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother!
Yes, it's the Aldrich Family is transcribed, written by Clifford Goldsmith. In every plan, there is always allowed a margin for error. Also, in any day with a typical teenage boy like Henry Aldrich in it, there's always a margin for error, or for excitement, or the unexpected. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
But, Mother, you don't see my point of view.
Henry, that's the trouble. I do see your point of view, but I don't think you're trying to see mine.
Yes, I am. Sure I am. I've tried very hard to see your point, but, gee, I just can't see it.
Well, in the first place, Eleanor will misunderstand the whole thing.
Why should she misunderstand? Look, Mother, why don't you try and see it from my point of view?
Henry, I realize you want to give Eleanor something nice for her birthday, but this... Well, Henry, I still say you're entirely too young.
Too young, Mother? To spend $18 and a half that I earned? Don't you see my point of view?
Henry, for the last time, when a young man gives a young lady an expensive piece of jewelry, it usually carries some meaning with it.
What meaning? You mean she'd be insulted because it isn't gold?
I mean, dear, I think you should take it back to the jewelry store where you bought it and get something else.
Mother, they haven't anything else in there but jewelry. Except an electric percolator. And don't you think if I gave her a thing like that, she'd really misunderstand? Hi, Eleanor. Wait a minute.
Oh, hello, Homer. I didn't recognize you with a hat on.
She was. I've been calling you for 3 blocks. Do you mind if I walk along with you?
No.
Oh, you hear? This is your birthday. Many happy returns.
Thank you, Homer. How did you know about it?
Oh, I get around. I even happen to know one of the presents you're going to get.
You do, Homer?
Yeah, but I can't tell you.
Oh, how do you happen to know so much?
I got ears.
Who's giving it to me?
Well, I can't tell you that either. I'm sworn to secrecy. Did you know you're 2 months older than Henry?
I am.
Yeah, isn't that too bad? Maybe that's why he's buying you such a swell... I mean...
Is it Henry that's giving me something?
Well, to be frank, yes. And I don't think it'll be too big for your wrist. I mean...
But for my wrist?
Gee whiz.
quiz.
You shouldn't have tried to guess the whole thing.
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea what it is, though.
Well, sure you have. You just said yourself it was a bracelet.
I did?
Sure. And I'll bet you even know what kind it is. It's a silver bracelet, and it has a padlock on it, the shape of a heart, with a key.
One of those, Homer? I saw one in a store just the other day, and Homer Henry is really giving me one of those bracelets.
Yeah, but when you open the package, be surprised. Fall right over.
Hello, hello. Yes, I heard you, Alice, but I still don't see what you're worrying about.
Well, of course you don't, dear. You're a man. But, Sam, suppose Eleanor is crazy about Henry and he gives her that very expensive bracelet. Well, there's only one thing she can think.
What?
Oh, Sam, you're simply being perverse. Well, I've just been talking with Harriet and she agrees with me.
Alice, right this minute, I'm busy. Can you call me back in half an hour?
But what isn't clear about it?
That isn't what I mean. I'm in a conference right now and I haven't time to discuss Eleanor Wentworth's birthday.
Well, very well, then, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now then, Mr. Roberts, I'm sorry we were interrupted.
Mr. Aldrich, what I want granted is a complete right of way.
I agree. But I think they should give you something. They should give you... Did you ever give a girl a piece of jewelry?
You mean besides my wife?
Well, let me put it this way. Have you any children?
No, sir. I'm sorry to say we haven't. What's your problem?
Well, we have a son in high school, see, and he's apparently planned to give some girl, she's a very nice girl, I'll say that for him, an expensive bracelet.
Yes? Diamonds?
Diamonds? No, I don't think he went as far as diamonds. At any rate, it cost around $18.
And you feel he ought to give her something better?
Oh, no, Mrs. Aldrich feels it's too much. That is, in proportion to, well, now, getting back to that right of way.
Oh, yes, yes, Well, when you draw up the papers, Mr. Aldrich, I want it made clear in the first paragraph that... Just what is it that's troubling your wife, Mr. Aldrich?
Do you think a girl would assume she were engaged if she received a bracelet?
Well, why would she?
That's exactly what I told my wife. Where do women get these ideas?
But getting back to that right away, Mr. Aldrich...
Point of view.
Eleanor, for the last time, I think you'd be making a great mistake.
But, Mother, Homer says it's just an innocent bracelet with a padlock the shape of a heart, and I've always had my heart set on one.
Well, dear, perhaps someday your father and I'll get you one.
Oh, but coming from Henry, it means so much more.
That's just the point.
Mother, where are you going?
Into the living room and have a talk with your father.
And if he says it's all right for me to accept it, may I?
That's a very foolish question, dear, because you know very well your father's going to say no.
Betty, I'm going to say no to what?
Bob, do you know what Homer told Eleanor?
Hmm?
Henry is coming over here this evening to give her a very expensive silver bracelet.
Yeah? Wonder where he got the money.
Do you think that's the main thing for us to worry about? Don't you realize we have to assume a little responsibility in raising our daughter?
Ah, there's nothing wrong with Eleanor. And besides, do you realize the front doorbell is ringing?
Oh, I'll answer it. But, dear, I can't cook 3 meals a day for this family and make all decisions, too.
Elizabeth, don't you think we ought to see the bracelet before we decide anything?
I do not.
I'll see who's at the door, Mother. I'll see who it is.
Eleanor, have you been crying?
Oh, no, Mother. My goodness, my eyes are just tired.
Dear, I think you're making entirely too much of this.
Hello, Homer.
Hi, Eleanor. Listen, I want to ask you something.
What about?
Well, I've been worrying. If Agnes Lawson asks you what Henry gave you for your birthday, just say it was a padlock, an ordinary padlock. Don't mention the fact that it was on a bracelet, will you?
Why not?
Well, she wants one, and I haven't got the money. Say, have you been crying?
Crying? Of course I haven't.
Oh. Well, what is it, sunburn?
No. And would you mind going home, Homer?
Now?
Yes, please. Just get down off this porch.
You mean I said something I shouldn't have?
I didn't say you said anything, only can't I be alone if I want to?
Where are you going, Henry? Henry, can't you tell me where you're going?
Homer, will you please stop bumping into me? Gee, but you're shoving me all over the sidewalk.
All right, Henry, all right, if you're not interested... I was just going to tell you something darned important.
What about?
About Eleanor. But never mind, that's all right.
What about Eleanor?
Don't you think she's sort of moody?
Who, Eleanor? Listen, Homer, Eleanor has one of the most cheerful dispositions of any girl I've ever known.
Sure, I agree with you. Then the next minute she can kick you right off her front porch.
Listen, Homer, let's have an understanding right here at this corner. Which way are you turning?
Which way are you?
I'm going right down the street here.
All right, I'll come along. Are you going to the Centerville Jewelry Store?
How do you know I am?
Well, gee whiz, I just recognized that package. What are you going in there for?
Never mind, just never mind.
You taking Eleanor's bracelet in to have it engraved?
Listen, who told you I got her a bracelet?
I get around, Henry. Do you know where I could buy one for Agnes for less than $18 and a half?
How do you know this one costs that much?
I get around, Henry. Listen, where did you get $18 and a half? I tried to borrow a quarter from you yesterday.
Homer, for the last time, will you please run along? I'm going into this store.
Don't you want me to come in with you?
No, now go away. Go on away, Homer.
You know, Henry, you're moodier than Eleanor.
And don't hang around outside that window.
Something I can do for you, young man?
Yes, sir. I want to have a little talk with you.
Yes, sir. Oh, you're the young fellow who bought that very beautiful silver hand-wrought bracelet.
Yes. Could we step back here a ways?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I brought this bracelet back because, you see...
There's something wrong with it?
Oh, no, there isn't anything wrong with it. But when I got home, my mother... Well, she had some bad news for me.
You mean your mother doesn't want you to keep it?
Oh, no, no, it isn't that. You see, my girl... You see... Well, it's this way.
Doesn't she like it?
She hasn't even seen it.
Oh, she's gone away?
Well, in a way, she has. That
Well, that bracelet will be a nice surprise for her. Here, I'll wrap it up and send it to her.
Oh, no, no, you can't do a thing like that.
Why not?
It's too late. My mother says the way things are now, it wouldn't be right for me to give it to her.
Oh, she's marrying someone else, huh? Well, why not give it to her and call it a wedding present?
A wedding present?
Or how about that percolator up there for $3 more?
Oh, no, no, I think I'd just like to get my money back.
Your money back? Well, before we do anything as rash as all that, have you seen these ladies' rings? They look just like diamonds. Imported precious stones from Denver. And I challenge you to tell the difference between these and real diamonds.
But couldn't I just have my money back?
Have some celery, Ethel?
No, thank you, Gary. Now, what was it you started to tell me about Mr. Aldrich?
Well, I was in his office today, see, and his wife calls and she's all upset. They've got a boy in high school who wants to give his girl some kind of a piece of jewelry, and she didn't think he should.
Well, I certainly agree with her.
You agree with her? Well, what's wrong with a boy giving his girl a birthday present if he wants to?
That's because you've never had any children.
What do you mean? I've never had any children. You've never had any either.
But I'm a woman. And, Gary, it isn't necessary for you to point that celery at me.
I'm not pointing it at you. I just want to know what's wrong with a kid doing it. What's wrong with it?
It just isn't done, that's all.
Who said so? Who passed the law that says it isn't done?
Gary, in the first place, any present from a boy means a great deal to a girl, let alone jewelry.
Why should it mean anything?
Don't you remember on my 16th birthday when you gave me some handkerchiefs?
Handkerchiefs? What's that got to do with it?
Well, we got married, didn't we?
Oh, is that what did it?
Gary, for the last time, stop shaking that celery in my face.
Oh, Mary.
What is it, Henry?
Well, look, could you keep something under your hat and not bother Mother about it?
Didn't you pass in all your subjects this month?
Oh, yeah, sure. But I was downtown just now, and the salesman... I mean... How would you like to buy a nice $18 and a half bracelet cheap?
Why, Henry Aldrich, where did you get that?
Mary, don't wave it around where everyone can see it. Listen, I'll sell it to you for $17.
I haven't got $17.
You got $16?
No.
How about $15?
Henry, I haven't got $15. I'm broke.
But gee whiz. Well, look, as long as you can't buy it, Mary, do you see anything against my giving a thing like this as a present?
Why, Henry, that's awfully sweet of you.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. Give it back to me. I didn't mean... Mary, I was just asking you a hypocritical question.
You mean you're taking it back?
Haven't you even got $14?
Henry!
Yes, Mother?
Will you please come here a minute?
Who, I? Oh, yeah, sure, in just a second. Here, Mary, hold this darn thing.
Henry, I want you to bring that bracelet with you.
The bracelet? Now, how did you... Oh, look, Mother, I'm not disobeying you. I just thought Mary would like to buy it and keep it in the family.
Dear, I thought you told me you'd return that bracelet.
Oh, no, Mother, what I told you was I took it back down to the jewelry store. But the fellow was so nice to me. He said he thought I was making a great mistake in not keeping it.
But did you tell him I said you were to get your money back?
Oh, yes, sure. And he said you probably meant very well, but you didn't know what was going on in the world.
He said what?
Gee, Mother, he said fellas give girls presents like this every day in the year.
Henry, I want you to take that bracelet and go downtown to that jewelry store and get your money back at once.
And let him think our whole family doesn't know what's going on anyplace?
I don't care what he thinks. Now, please start.
Yes, Mother.
As a matter of fact, I think he took advantage of you.
Of me? How could anyone take advantage of me?
Alice.
Yes, Sam?
Mrs. Marshall was just on the phone.
Oh, really? What did she want?
She said she didn't like to butt in, but she thought she had a solution to some problem we have.
You mean about the bracelet?
The bracelet? Alice, have you been spreading that all around town?
Now, Sam.
Mother, could you consider this from just one other angle?
Henry, start.
Yes, Mother. Homer, will you give me $9 for it?
So I have to pay you the whole $9 in cash, Henry?
You mean you want a little time on it? Well, gee whiz, the stores are closing in an hour, Homer, and I got to get something for Eleanor for her birthday.
Well, as a matter of fact, Henry, she may be pretty disappointed if she doesn't get this bracelet.
Well, she doesn't know anything about it, Homer. I haven't so much as mentioned it to her.
No, I know you haven't. But I have a hunch. I mean, something tells me that this bracelet is what she's looking forward to.
Just the same, will you give me $6 for it?
Six?
Agnes would be crazy about it, Homer.
I know, but...
You know what the guy at the jewelry store told me when I took it back the second time? He said there won't be another bracelet like this one around until fall. And even then, they may not make them.
Why?
That isn't the point, Homer. He said within a year, this bracelet will double in value.
It will?
Sure. And then if Agnes gets mad and gives it back to you, look at the profit you've made.
Alice?
Yes, Sam?
Did Henry get the bracelet thing settled?
Yes, dear, apparently he did. He says he's going back downtown in just a few minutes and see whether he can find a nice present for Eleanor for $6.
Yes, I don't know, but what I agree to that part of it. Although I still say the whole thing's a tempest in a teapot.
Now, Sam...
Alice, all the boys in town are apparently doing it. Didn't Henry tell you about Homer? He's giving Agnes a bracelet exactly like the one Henry was going to give Eleanor.
Really? And Homer's folks don't object?
No. Will Brown agreed with me. What's wrong with it?
Well, don't get Henry all upset again. He's come around to our point of view and taking the whole thing very nicely.
That's more than his Aunt Harriet did.
It's just what was it she said when she phoned, Sam?
She said she discussed the whole thing with her bridge club. And they all agreed Henry shouldn't give Eleanor the bracelet.
Really?
And when I asked if they took a standing vote on it, she hung up. I bet anything that's Harriet calling back to say they've taken a vote.
No, you better let me take it, Sam. Hello?
Hello. Is this Mrs. Aldridge?
Yes.
This is Ethel Roberts.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Roberts. Hello.
Mrs. Aldridge, my husband was down at your husband's office this morning, and I know you'll think it's none of my business, but Gary and I have just thought of something that may interest you.
Really? What is it?
Well, we have some friends who have a boy, and they had exactly the same problem you have. He wanted to spend every cent he could on a pair of earrings for some girl. And do you know how his parents swung him away from it?
How?
They sent him on a trip to the Canadian Rockies and hired a guide who took him into the woods, and he didn't even see a girl for a month.
You don't say so.
And when they came out, he'd forgotten all about the girl and was crazy about the guide.
Really?
And instead of the earrings, he sent this girl a lovely deer's head with antlers.
Really?
Of course you can't send Henry that far. Vacation hasn't even started. But maybe Mr. Aldridge could find some thick wood near home where he could go and forget.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, that's quite all right. And do let me know how everything comes out.
Out of the woods?
Well, I suppose in one way that's where we all are in this.
Yes, aren't we? Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who was that, Alice?
Oh, somebody else, Sam, worrying about Henry. Now do you see how this town would have talked if we'd let him go ahead?
Goodbye, Mother. I'm going downtown to see what I can find.
Oh, just a minute, dear. Sam, how much would a nice deer's head cost?
A nice what?
Well, I don't mean anything fancy. No antlers.
A deer's head, Mother?
Yes, Henry.
You mean one of stone?
No, Sam. Only stuffed.
Alice, what are you talking about?
My goodness, if that's somebody else trying to tell us how to...
If they can't suggest anything better than a deer's head, hang up.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Aldridge. Is Henry there?
Oh, yes, Homer. He's right here by the phone.
Was that for me, Mother? Gee whiz. Hello?
Hello, Henry. My mother says it's all off.
What's that?
When I told her I was going to give Agnes that bracelet, she nearly hit the ceiling, and I want my $6 back.
Didn't you
tell her what I told you to?
Sure, and she said if I give it to Agnes, I'd be compromised for life.
Homer, she can't be that narrow-minded. Look at what you're doing to me.
We'll return to the Aldrich family in just a moment. Tonight, Theater Guild on the Air will present The Petrified Forest by Robert E. Sherwood, starring Tyrone Power. This is another performance by some of the superb actors that Theater Guild has teamed up with the outstanding plays of the past and present. Of course, no Sunday would be complete without a visit to those two happy householders, Bill Harris and Alice Faye. And then your two regular NBC thrillers, Dragnet and Barry Craig, confidential investigator, come along next. So for the tops in Sunday night radio entertainment, stay tuned to NBC. Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry has been trying unsuccessfully to get his money back on a bracelet that he bought for Eleanor and that his mother felt would be misunderstood as a gift. The scene opens in Eleanor's living room.
But, Mother, I still don't understand your point of view.
Eleanor, your father and I were both several years older than you and Henry before he gave me anything. And even then, do you know what his first present was?
What?
It was simple and it was in good taste, but it was very nice.
What was it?
A leather-bound volume of poems by Lord Tennyson.
Lord Tennyson?
With gilt-edged pages. And that book meant more to me than anything I've ever owned.
Really?
And on the fly leaf he inscribed, so many worlds, so much to do, so little done, such things to be.
But, Mother, the lock on the bracelet looks just like a padlock. Homer said you can even open it with a key.
Eleanor, haven't you been listening?
Betty, are you still worrying about that bracelet?
Bob, I'm not worrying about it. I'm simply trying to show her our point of view.
Now, Betty, why not look at the whole thing this way?
I don't think you understand me. All my friend wants me to do is give you this bracelet and get his money back for him.
I see.
So could I have it, please?
How about this string of genuine jade beads for $10?
Well, that wouldn't be bad. Would they be classified as jewelry?
Jewelry? Don't be foolish. Why would beads be classified as jewelry?
The only thing is, he said I should get his money back. He's in a very embarrassing situation, see?
I know all about it. His girl is marrying someone else.
She is?
You mean she isn't? Oh.
Oh, well, gee, it's worse than that.
What happened? She died?
She died. Oh, well, yes, sir, and he's going to get her something else. I mean, he wants his money back.
He doesn't want to get something nice for himself?
He wants his money back. And look, I've got to phone his girl right this minute.
I thought she was dead.
She is, but I want to warn her. I mean, her family. I want to warn her family that she isn't going to get... I mean, it's very bad news.
Now, how about a pen and pencil set?
Look, haven't I made it clear? He wants his money back.
Listen, I've got a brother that's got a store up the street. Now, how would you like to take a look at what he's got?
Eleanor, I don't think it's very nice of you to sulk on your birthday.
I'm not sulking, Mother. I just don't feel like talking to anybody.
Betty, what were all those phone calls you've been taking for the last couple of hours? Well,
frankly, Bob, they were all friends of ours wanting to know if we were really going to let Eleanor accept that bracelet.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Eleanor...
The girl's right. It's nobody's business but ours.
As a matter of fact, I think it shows a very healthy interest. And incidentally, Agnes Lawson's mother called.
Why?
They heard this afternoon somehow that Homer's planning to give Agnes an expensive bracelet, too.
What stand are they taking?
Well, to tell the truth, Bob, the Lawson family is split wide open.
Which are they against, the bracelet or Homer?
Oh, my goodness. That must be Henry right now.
Now, remember, Eleanor, above everything else, you're a lady.
Mother, won't you please change your mind?
Now, dear.
Eleanor, don't run to the door. Walk like a lady.
I'm walking, Father.
Hi, Eleanor. And many happy returns of the day.
Thank you, Henry. Won't you come in?
Okay. Are your folks home?
Yes. Mother and Father just went out into the kitchen. Shall we go in the living room?
All right. I've got a
little present here for you.
For me, Henry?
The only thing is, before I give it to you, I want to tell you something.
Well, Henry, first, before you tell me anything, I feel I ought to say something to you.
You do? What about?
About that present you have there. Henry, frankly, it was awfully sweet of you to get me a bracelet. I mean...
Well, look, Eleanor, do you mind if I tell you something? Here's the way everybody feels about it.
Eleanor?
Yes, Mother?
Will you step out here to the front hall, please?
Yes, Mother, only I think you're unnecessarily worried because I gave you my word. Excuse me, Henry.
Sure.
Eleanor, I haven't accused you of anything. I simply want to speak to you.
What about, Mother?
Your father and I have just been talking with Agnes Lawson's mother again. Since she, apparently, is going to let Agnes accept her bracelet from Homer, I guess we'll have to let you keep Henry's.
Oh, Mother!
But you explain that it isn't to mean a single thing, that at best it's only a birthday present.
Oh, yes, Mother.
You understand the circumstances.
Oh, yes, Mother, of course I do. Oh, Henry!
Yes, Eleanor?
Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you very much.
Don't thank me. Thank your father.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry to keep you waiting like this, Henry. What was it you were going to say about that present you have?
Well, I'll tell you. Why don't we just wait?
Oh, we don't have to do a thing like that, Henry.
Well,
Henry, sometimes when a boy gives a girl something, it's completely misunderstood. You know what I mean?
It is.
But if a girl is sensible and realizes that it's just a present, without any special sentiment connected to it.
Just the same, Eleanor, I think... No, I don't think I better give you this.
Oh, why, Henry, Aldrich, you mean I've got to make you give that to me?
You mean you're going to take it away from me?
Henry, I can hardly wait to open it.
I don't think you're going to like it, though.
Oh, yes, I am. And I know what you've done. You put it in this big box to fool me.
But, Eleanor, it isn't a bracelet.
It isn't? You mean it couldn't possibly be a bracelet?
Nope. You want to give it back?
No. My goodness, if a girl is sensible about what a person gives her, it really doesn't make any difference what it is. Only, I don't understand how I happen to think...
You can go ahead and open it. If you'd like.
All right. My goodness, what is it?
It's a book.
A book? Well, isn't that nice?
It's leather.
Leather? Oh, Henry, it's Tennyson. The poems of Lord Tennyson.
Sure. The bookstore was the only store still open.
Oh, Henry, of all the things you could have given me, anything else? Oh, well, it would have just been another present, but... Lord Tennyson, do you know what happened to my mother?
You like it? You mean you really like it?
Henry, as long as I live, it's going to mean more to me than anything I own. Would you write something on the fly leaf, please?
Sure. Only my handwriting isn't very good.
Oh, that part isn't important. Just take your fountain pen and write. So many worlds, so much to do, so little done, such things to be.
Family is transcribed is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Henry is played by Bobby Ellis and Homer by Jack Grimes. Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge are House Jameson and Barbara Robbins. Your announcer is Dick Dudley.
In 2 hours, a special war prisoners relief report on NBC.